This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
It's an honor to welcome back to this program a regular guest on Charlottesville Right Now, Chef Craig Hartman of Keswick Hall and Fawcett's. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great.
Happy
How about
early
you?
Spring. I'm on the mend. It's been a rough couple of weeks.
I'm on the mend too.
Yeah, you were telling me that you got that flu as well.
Yeah, I got one from my grandchildren. It was kind of neat. You know, I'm sitting there and I'm feeling really lousy, but then I start thinking of my grandchildren. I'm like, you know, this is kind of nice. You know, this is a gift.
Something we share.
Yeah. Cool enough.
I got mine from my daughter, and I will say, sadly, that she had it worse than me. I mean, she had the vomiting, and then hers, like mine, turned into bronchitis and the cough, and you're up all night coughing. But
it's not fun, is it?
No, and I was so upset
things.
Because I'll tell you honestly, I didn't get sick one time all winter long, not even a cold, nothing. And then it got me right as spring was starting. I was sort of bummed, but at least spring is starting.
Yes, it is. It's nice out today. It's really nice.
Yeah, isn't this great? Oh,
beautiful.
I love it. I'm ready for it.
That's why I like living here. I mean, this is really, man, springtime is unbelievable here.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place to live this time of year.
Amen.
We have a lot we want to talk about, but the first thing I want to talk about is this right here that you brought me.
You know what? That bread.
This is so good.
This is a roll. We hired a pastry chef, and I think I talked about it before. Her name is Amore. Can you imagine having the name Love? Amore. That's her name. Her mom gave her that name. And she's Cuban by blood, but came up from us from Miami. And it was a little bit of time for her to adjust to being here in Charlottesville, but she's really starting to see the
beauty.
Not
exactly Miami, is it?
It's not Miami. You know what? She said the nightlife's a little too heavy here. She'd like something lighter like Miami, you know. But she bakes this bread, and pretty much everybody, when they get a hold of this is incredible.
Is
done. People go
this
crazy.
This is really, really good bread.
What am I tasting? Sun-dried tomato, basil, and garlic with lots of olive oil.
Yeah. I mean, the olive oil just is all through the bread.
Pretty much. Yeah, this is good. You don't even have to dip this.
No. You taste like it's been soaking in olive oil. It's delicious.
This is good. Imagine a burger on that thing, huh?
It's
not
awesome.
Not that we like to eat. I mean, eating is special. And,
and tell me about this, what I'm holding here, because this is, we wanted to have you in to talk about this.
I've been at Keswick Hall and doing Fawcett's Restaurant for almost 2 years now. And, you know, I was here for several years with Clifton Inn. You know, 8 years, my wife and I had Clifton Inn with Mitch, and we really felt like we had a soul there. But, you know, it took a little while to really figure out at Fawcett's, what is it that we really want to do to give this restaurant a soul? And we realized, you know, with the name Fawcett's comes from Edith Fawcett, who was Thomas Jefferson's third chef. You know, and she was trained by Etienne Lemaire, and she was the chef at the White House. And it kind of hit us one day that, you know, Thomas Jefferson was the first gourmet in America. I know we talked about that before on this show, and that we should just, you know what, we should just say, hey, this is who we are. We are a restaurant in Charlottesville. We got great farmers, but a history that we have, the fact that Thomas Jefferson brought things here like ice cream and creme brulee and great cheeses and wines, and we have his chef, Edith Fawcett, who was a fantastic African-American chef, and the fact that Southern cuisine itself is so heavily influenced by the African-American culture, whether they were through slavehood or the fact that if you look back when we talk about Southern gentility, we talk about Southern hospitality, the gentility, it comes from the African-American culture, this gentility. And so we thought, look, let's embrace this. So we've done this 4 separate menus. One is a Jefferson menu, which people used to say Jefferson's food was half French, half Virginia. And it's just loaded with things from our local farmers, but kind of French in influence. And then we have the Edith Fawcett section, which is really highlighting this amazing influence the African-American culture had on Southern cuisine. And then we have a mainstay area that pretty much, is all of the things that if you want to go out and you're not don't want to explore, you just want a really good rack of lamb or a really great piece of fish, a great dessert, you can order from there. And then we have this exploration side, which is all the new technology that's happening in culinary arts, like cooking with liquid nitrogen and alginates and sous vide cooking and contained water bath cooking and all this kind of stuff. So we're going to do all kinds of cool things there. So you get to come in and really order from all these different styles of food.
Yeah.
But the two foundations, Fawcett and Jefferson, and that's really, you know, we think that's our soul right there. And the fact that Jefferson was such a lover of horticulture and farming that we have some of the great farmers here. Like, for instance, I have here on this plate, look at these oranges. These are being grown indoors by Michael Clark, Planet Earth Diversified, and Borage Flowers.
And this is a round plate that you have here on the table.
Yeah, I brought this plate with some examples. Like, for instance, this is the sweet potato pie with pawpaw preserves from the Edith Fawcett menu. And pawpaw is this incredible fruit that Thomas Jefferson loved, and it grew all over Monticello
Mountain. I've never
heard of it. Isn't that funny? Because we don't have a lot of people. You don't go to, like, you know, one of the grocery stores, say, oh, how many types of pawpaw do you have? But a pawpaw, it actually
is it over there by
looks,
the apples?
It looks like a mitt. It looks like a paw. So almost the same shape as a mango, but it has the fruit of like a tart apple. And you cook it and make preserves. We made these preserves with the hand-crushed sweet potato pie. And then this is a chocolate gelée right here, which we made this gelée with agar-agar. And that's, you know, a modified food starch. Comes from a seaweed. And so we have that on the exploration menu. And this is Virginia Gentleman Cake, which is just dipped in Virginia Gentleman syrup, which is a bourbon that's made in Virginia.
Yeah,
Elijah Craig. You've heard of Elijah Craig bourbon. Well, Elijah Craig's from Gordonsville, and he started this Virginia Gentleman bourbon. So we dip that in there. And then just some Minyardees and some different herbs. These are basil flowers.
It's beautiful. It really is beautiful.
So,
we're talking with Chef Craig Hartman and this new menu that y'all are unveiling this week. When I open it up, it truly is four different windows onto this experience, and we are really sort of at the epicenter for the birth of
cuisine
in America, right here in Central Virginia.
Yeah, it's cool, you know. I mean, Rich, I'm happy to be here, you know, I think by rights we should embrace that and tell the rest of the country, sorry, we're the epicenter. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, you know,
why not?
New York, Chicago, Boston. We got
Yeah, but it started here. It started here in the kitchens and at the tables up on that little mountain.
Isn't that that's really?
And he was setting this example of you know, for folks to be daring and try new things and explore. And
well, we think he'd really like that exploration section. You know, of all the things, you know, that he would
talk a little bit about some of those.
Cool.
Like if folks go into Fawcett and they look at this, talk about what's on this.
You know, it's kind of funny. We have this on exploration. We're doing faux gras, which is a fake foie gras. It's actually made from organic chicken livers from Polyface Farms and black truffles. And but when they taste it, it has the mouthfeel and this full flavor of foie gras, which is very expensive and also not very politically correct, you know, the way that they raise the geese or the ducks to have these, what we call an engorged liver.
Yeah.
But people love foie gras. People love it. So this is foie gras. But
what's
we're doing
it taste like? I've never had it.
It's great. I mean, no, I don't like it at all.
That's the politically correct answer.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic. You have to look. You come out, you can taste the foie gras. Now, we're doing a truffle explosion on top of that, which is where we make this sauce out of fresh truffles, and we put a little calcium in it and then drop it in a sodium alginate solution. It creates like an egg yolk. So the sauce has a little film of gelatin on the outside. So when you cut it, the sauce then breaks open and goes over the dish. So we're doing all these kind of cool things. But then at the same time, like on the Fawcett menu, we have Polyface Farms pork. Polyface Farms, probably the leading producer of naturally raised meat in America. And they're right over in the valley.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
And we're smoking these tenderloins over grapevines. And then we take the pork bellies and braise them in orange. And we serve that over the Monticello cowpeas or black-eyed pea ragu. And, boy, I tell you, you eat that, that is just, it just
good
makes
stuff.
It's happiness food. You know? So, you know, we're doing beef from Griffin's Aerie out in Crozet, Virginia. And we're doing trout from Rag Mountain Trout. So we're trying to find as many people. The Sidwells make beautiful Chev cheese. I mean, the list just goes on
yeah.
and on.
Let me ask you about that. We're talking with Craig Hartman, the chef at Fawcett's in Keswick Hall. They're unveiling a new menu this week. I want you to give it a try. You're talking about all these local farms and sure. people who are, or this whole movement we're seeing now to buy local, to explore the, you know, something besides your grocery store. You know, you talk about Polyface Farms, sure, for example, yeah. in the Valley. Just a short drive. You can go over there and sign a contract and get your milk and your sure, eggs yeah. and your beef and it's all it's a lot healthier for you and better for you than yeah. what you'll find in any grocery
well, you know,
store.
I don't know.
If but you... what I was saying, Craig, this is the kind of thing that America is rediscovering. You know, this is how we used to do it.
Yeah, sure.
Because we all used to have yards or yeah, yards yeah. next to us where you could do that. You've been doing this for years. Just this
well, you
very
know, I don't
thing.
Know. I think for me, it was more of the fact that I find food and things that are grown locally and meats, I find them like treasures. You know, when people first started, you know, saying, hey, I'm, you know, raising lamb, for instance, and I would tell them, my God, this is unbelievable. And it, to me, it's like a treasure. I wasn't really forward thinking like I'm going to be a locavore or something like that. Yeah. I was just selfish. You know, I wanted this really good food. I wanted to serve it. I wanted to be the one that served this food. But in honesty, it's fantastic for our area and for the health of people. The, you know, the Japanese culture and the macrobiotic, they believe that you eat food from the area that you grow up in or that you live in because physiologically it's good for your body and the, you know, it goes along with the seasons and things like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
so the fact that also, you know, we have this now industrialized organic. So we're really not sure when we buy organic, really who these farms are that we're buying from when we buy from a large grocery store.
Yeah.
Whereas here in Charlottesville, people can get to know just by going to the market or knowing their farmer, they might not be able to afford an organic seal. But guess what? You get to know these farmers yourself. You know their character, you can go to their farms, and you can see that sometimes they're doing above and beyond what anybody else would do when it comes to organic.
Yeah.
And so literally, you don't have to say, oh, do you have the seal of organic? You just need to know your farmer.
Yeah. And, well, and let's be honest, the politics and the lobbying involved with the agribusiness, they've sort of downgraded that term organic to suit their needs. And there's different
True
levels
enough.
Of organic, you yeah. know, in the grocery store.
Yeah, I'm not here to put anybody down, Coy, because I'm a chef. We don't know. I'm just kidding. Actually, it's true. And but I, you know, these people that are out here, you know, we have Brett Wilson who has horse and buggy, and he goes over and buys from the Amish farmers, and then you can subscribe, and he bring things to your house, and he'll come, like he'll bring his truck to Keswick, and what he does is he used to say, call me up, chef, what would you like? You want some apples? You want some eggs? Whatever, and I'd be like, just bring your truck. Well, can I just bring? I said, no, bring your truck. Trust me, because he would throw open the back of that truck. And I had to get there first because if one of my guys got there, they'd buy the whole truck, you
right.
know, because they get so excited. Like, well, what is that? I never saw that before. And so for us, it's just, you know, it's exciting. And when
yeah.
I was a kid, we had a little hotel in Ocean City, Maryland, and the guy used to drive this truck up the street, and he built this elaborate cage system on the back of his pickup truck to hold all the produce. And, you know, he'd ring his bell, and we'd run out, and, you know, you'd see these beautiful tomatoes or the sweet corn, and you remember that experience when you bite into something that is just so tasty.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people don't have that anymore. In fact, I had a student when I was teaching at Cornell, and he was serving these peaches. And I'm like, did you taste these peaches? He goes, yeah, they taste like a peach. I said, this peach isn't ripe. It's terrible. He goes, I thought that's how peach was supposed to taste. So the next week, I went to a farmer's market. I bought a peach, and I just thrust it in his hands. I said, bite this peach right now.
This
and
is a peach.
And he bit it, and it just, you know, went out down his chin, and he just started, like, moaning. And I said, that is a peach. You know, you have got to experience food, and you got to be excited about it. And that's what we get to do here. We have great
yeah.
people and great food.
Well, we got a whole generation of Americans now who've been raised on food that – not all of it tastes like it's supposed to taste.
That's true. That's true.
You know, one of the most exciting things about this whole buy local and discover your local farmers. I think, in a way, we're rediscovering America.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
I mean, you
neat.
You really
yeah.
are. You're rediscovering what made America strong.
True.
You want to talk about local business? It started with the local farmer.
Yeah, true, true. And Thomas Jefferson, one of the best. And so we're, you know, we're just happy to be able to embrace who we are finally.
Yeah.
And you
exciting.
Know, Fawcett's, by the way, is open to the public. people don't have to be a member of Keswick Hall. They can just come out to Fawcett's and have dinner.
Yeah.
And
well, that's one of the things we discovered last year when we came out and spent some time by the pool with you. Because I never knew that. I didn't know that. I just assumed you had to be a member out there at Keswick, but you don't. You drive up.
This property is spectacular.
I mean,
this
you can't jump in the pool, but you can hang out on the patio.
For a price, you could jump in that pool. No, I'm just kidding. You see the chef? $20. You're in the pool. No, I'm just kidding. It's a beautiful place to hang out.
Yeah.
We want people to come out and try some of this food that is really inspired by Thomas Jefferson and Edith Fawcett. And we also started an elaborate farm, kind of mini farm, right there at Keswick.
No kidding,
and,
really.
And Robert Hatch from Monticello, their horticulture, has helped us identify what we need to grow. And then we contracted other farmers within Albemarle and over in Shenandoah Valley to grow the things. Because we know with our little 1 acre, we're not going to be able to sustain a restaurant, but we want the guests to be able to walk through and see these calabash tomatoes and things that Thomas Jefferson used to eat. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
As a chef, it's cool.
Yeah. To see that you got this garden right outside your kitchen that you can, and folks can go explore that as well. Yeah,
absolutely.
And see what Jefferson was growing and then go inside and taste some of it.
True enough.
Monticello can't do that.
Well, they can kind of. I mean, they grow a lot of things, you know. I'll tell you one thing I learned from talking to Robert Hatch, which is really cool. We're looking at Thomas Jefferson's notes, and about 70% of the things he grew failed. And he'd have it right there, failed. And he really tried things that other people today don't try because now they know that they failed because, you know, he wrote the book on it. Pretty neat.
Yeah. Craig Hartman is the chef out at Keswick Hall and Fawcett's. They got a brand new menu there, unveiling it this week. Check it out. Thank you for being here. Always look forward to talking to you.
Happy to be here.
We need to get you back in April, and we'll talk a little spring weather, a little summer. And,
sure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.